Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My heart's filled with joy today. I trust that yours is too. You've dialed into the Maximum Radio Network, and you've established a connection with us, and that is the Global Time with Jesus Christ. We are a prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Well, praise the Lord. Today is Wednesday, December the 18th. And if you're looking forward to the Christmas holidays, you only have seven more days in which to be ready. Here or not, it comes. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, and I'm thankful. I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and I'm blessed today. I feel great. I trust that that's true for you as well. So welcome and thank you for joining us today for prayer. Our focus today is a question. Are your prayers unanswered? How many times that that's a question that we contemplate because of our perspectives concerning prayer. And I would just like to share a few brief notes with us concerning the idea of prayer being answered or unanswered or not answered when we determine that we think it should be answered or in the way that it should be answered. I think this will help us and contribute to our understanding a little bit more of God's ways. It's something, God's ways are what we are learning. We should not assume that we know Him completely and in total. We are on a journey, an adventure that lasts for all eternity. Yes. You and I are not going to arrive at a place anytime soon in this lifetime or in the next after our resurrection where all of a sudden we understand Him totally. I think He's much more interesting than that, to say the least. It would be boring if there was a terminal point where all of a sudden, I got it. Totally understand Him. No. He has it where we will be fascinated at His magnificence for eternity. So every day will be something new, it'll be fresh, and we will go like, oh, that's interesting. That's how it'll be. So I trust that you're anticipating that and are getting used to the idea that we are learning about him daily. Now, I would like to announce with sadness and also with joy that Rosemary, that we've been praying for her for some time for her deliverance from cancer. She was an individual who contracted breast cancer, and wonderful lady, and I say that because I had the opportunity to meet her personally, and she went to be with the Lord on yesterday, and of course we're saddened by that, because just met her once, just spoke with her once, and I felt like I got to see into this individual, this person, this wonderful creation of God, and it was kind of, I must confess, saddening for myself and for others that she went to be with the Lord on yesterday. I don't have any doubts about that fact. And I'm thinking in retrospect in what ways my meeting her has changed my own personal life and or strengthened my faith. I believe there has been some impact. Wish you had the privilege of meeting her as well. The cancer had spread and it had gotten to the place where it was affecting her breathing, respiratory system, and so forth. So yesterday she expired in terms of time on earth and is now with the Lord. I have a peace about that after having met her. And my wife was with me and one of our intercessors, Sister Jennifer Clark was also with us. In fact, that's how we came to know Marie, through Jennifer. She was a friend of Jennifer, and God was at work in their relationship in a mighty way, just teaching both of them some wonderful things. And certainly we had a good chance to have a conversation with her, and she was very upbeat, a very strong person in terms of character, and God was dealing with her, I'm sure. And I'm sharing this with us for a purpose. I'm going someplace, so I would ask your patience, please. On our way up to see her, because she was she was hospitalized. And it was like if I had met her before. Once we got into her room, it was just very, very, very different. She was very up and bubbly, except that she was, of course, tethered to her equipment and so forth. And we had a wonderful conversation with her about life, about the things of God. On our way there, I felt a certain kind of a burden. I didn't know what it was, except to say that to my wife and to Jennifer, because we all went together, that I feel like I'm on a mission, and I'm not sure what exactly I was supposed to do when I get there, because this was going to be my first time meeting her. And we got there, and it was like if we knew each other from before. And we spent quite a bit of time with her, ultimately prayed with her, laid hands on her, etc. And she was a very deep person in terms, at least where she was, in her own consciousness about God and about life and about the things of God and what she would like to do should God raise her up and heal her. And so we left her room and left our visit with her with joy and with peace. Of course, we were believing God that he would raise her up in the way that we thought. Now, that's what you want to underline, that in the way and the timing that we thought. However, she passed. That's not what we would have wished for, and I don't think that was the target of our prayers, that she would pass. However, who's in control? God. He's in control. And so, receiving the news of her passing, I recalled our prayers, our prayer efforts, our prayer energies expended, question what all of that meant, and try to see what I can learn from the experience of meeting Marie and chatting with her and coming to feel like I had some insight into who she was as one individual, a wonderful person. Wasn't sad, wasn't having any pity parties or anything like that. She was just praising God, believing God, and was willing to keep her hands in his hand. Isn't that where we should be? Of course. And so when I received the report that she had gone to be with the Lord, of course, I was saddened in my spirit. But then I wanted to know what the lesson was for me and for us. And again, in a wonderful way, she was knowing her, and that experience of her passing was kind of a catalyst for helping to point us and point me in the right direction. First of all, to look at the Lord. I'm told that her last hours, because we got word, I believe, on Monday, I think it was Monday, that her medical team had given her 48 hours to live. And, of course, that shook me some, and I was beginning to wonder what was it like for her, and was she aware of that information? Of course, she was very conscious, and I found out that she was aware, but she had peace. The doctors summoned her husband and told him the news, or the current news, and of course, all of the family began to come in from everywhere to be with her in what could be her last moments. And I'm told that she was very upbeat. She couldn't speak because of her respiratory constrictions. However, she wrote on paper and was signaled by thumbs up or shaking her head and so on. But I understand that she was in perfect peace, that she gave everyone the message that she's okay and she'll be fine. And I thought, how courageous, after knowing that you have 48 hours or less to live. How courageous. How prepared. And that is something. So I want to just touch for a minute on what the Word of God says, because we may have a question, well, why didn't God answer our prayers or answer it the way we want it answered? And that's a learning opportunity for us. Isaiah 46 and verse 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. God has a complete understanding of what is good for us, even if it doesn't make sense to us at the time. Now, to receive and to accept that is humbling. It requires us to be really humble to receive that admonition that God has complete understanding of what is good for us, even if it doesn't make sense to us at the time. And so the report that I have of Marie's last hours indicates that she may not have understood, but it made sense to her to put herself in God's hands. And so she was prepared and had already done her crying and was trying to console those that were crying for her as they visited with her. And in the 55th chapter, and the 8 and 9, here's what is recorded there. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Again, there is a humbling declaration from the Word of God concerning us and where we are in relationship to Him. And He asks us to ask. So we are called to trust God even when the answer to our prayers isn't what we are hoping for. Can we flow with that? Because that is true. Because He knows the end from the beginning. We're more conscious of the present and some of the past than we are of the future. So Solomon writes in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust to the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. And then the writer of Hebrews records in chapter 10 and verse 21, he says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. So even when we don't see the results that we anticipate, desire so strongly, and would like to have manifest, we are to continue to lay hold and lay hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. So let's try something on for size quickly. What if, rather than interpreting God's no or not yet as a demonstration of His indifference or punishment towards us, what if we view God's no or not yet as an invitation to be transformed? Hello. An invitation for us to be transformed. Here's what a wonderful 20th century man of God and writer wrote in his book entitled The Problem of Pain. He says, we are a divine work of art, something that God is making, and therefore something which He will not be satisfied until it has a certain character. So going back to our experience with Rosemary, I came away from our visit with her that God was at work on her and in her at the level of character. and my experience from being bedside with many people who have ultimately went to be with the Lord, I discovered that sometimes it would appear that they are languishing. In other words, they're between meaningful life and the ultimate, which is passing. And we think that nothing is happening. However, God is at work. I trust that you can see that. And God has given and is giving in his great mercy and grace time for us to line up more fully with his thoughts and his ways. And it's not wasted time, not at all. So once we arrived at Marie's room at the hospital, it became clear to me what our mission was. And one of the things that God placed on my heart, and I didn't know how I was going to do it, but thank God for his help. He said, speak to Marie, Rosemary that is, about forgiveness. And that can be a touchy subject, particularly when you've never met the person before and here you are bringing that up. But somehow we got there. And she was so open and so responsive and receiving of the concept that all of us need to forgive whoever and whatever situation or circumstance that has pained us. We're to forgive. And so we have a desperate need in that area. And it's only then that we can pass from this life into the next, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the only way that we can make our transition peacefully, in total readiness to stand before our God, because we cannot receive what we will not give. We cannot receive forgiveness and the peace that follows that unless we ourselves are willing to forgive. I didn't know what this program was going to, how it was going to shape up on today. I just knew that we had to have this conversation. I just knew that. I didn't even know how I was going to go about it, but it looks like God is guiding some kind of way. He's speaking to us. Now, Jesus taught us to pray, so I had to go back and look at that. He taught us how to pray. He taught his disciples. He gave the model for prayer. He gave a clear model. And so the first thing he did was to recognize that God is who he is. He gave him praise. So why doesn't he answer? Now, even if you pray the way that Jesus taught us to pray, you may sometimes feel like God hasn't answered your prayer still. That's because most of us think that the only accepted answer to prayer is yes. So if you are a follower of Christ, you can have confidence that God will answer and always say yes to your requests for whatever, for extended life, for salvation, for forgiveness. God does not always say yes. There are many times when God may say no or not yet. And that's not because he doesn't love us or isn't listening. we have to remember he sees the end from the beginning. Huh. Now, I can trust him more than I can trust myself because I cannot see the end from the beginning. Neither can you. As much as we love the Lord, that's not to put us down. All that says, that makes a statement about our limitations, not his. I've just opened up all our lines, and I trust that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you as he is to me on this wonderful morning, Wednesday, the 18th of December. Now, if you have a praise report, a comment, or a prayer request, now is a good time to offer that, give that the light of day and the freshness of a new day. But those were my thoughts concerning what does God want us to learn from our present experience in life. Having prayed, having a desire for what we consider to be the best, and not experiencing what we thought we would like to see made manifest and experience. What are your thoughts about it? You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network, and our focus today is, are your prayers unanswered? And that's something that we have been discussing for the last few minutes. Maybe you can help us embrace and get the point that God is making for us. So we praise God that Marie, Rosemary, not only has made her transition, but we believe that she is with the Lord, and she departed in total peace. So much peace that she was trying to help others get the peace. Now, it seems to me someone is totally prepared who is operating in that mode in such a critical time where their life is ebbing away. So did God answer our prayers? I believe he did. I don't believe it came the way we thought. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Do you have a comment? Our switchboard is totally populated with lines into our program, and someone out there must have an opinion, and hopefully it lines up with the Word of God concerning these things, facing the fact that sometimes our prayers are not answered the way we anticipate, and why. And if that's something that we can live with, I believe we can. Amen. Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
God bless everyone on the line. I am not feeling 100% this morning. I'm fighting all night. Stomach virus or bug or something. But I thank God for your words of wisdom. I thank God that I was able to spend time with Rose. And 2 years ago, another sister in Christ who was ill off and on, Sister Tracy, and she would be in and out of the hospital. And I remember the second to last time that she was in there, and we prayed for her, the intercessors, we prayed for her, and again, asking God to raise her up, because that's what we witness, that's what we want. But like the pastor said, you know, only the Lord sees and knows the big picture. He knows the end. And we are praying also for her healing, because she's been going through the seizures for many years, and so we were praying for her healing. And then, just like Rosemary, she passed. And what I got in my spirit was that she was healed. Because the moment that the body expires, spirit doesn't expire, the spirit lives on. And therefore, there is healing. And so even though it's not healing in the way where we would want it to be, that the person remains alive and they're able to overcome miraculously this whatever disease or situation it is, that they would be with us, selfishly, I guess.
Yes.
We want them here with us. But that's not always the way that God sees. And he does things so much differently on a higher level than we could ever understand. But I thank God that our relationship, meaning Rosemary and myself, it was rocky at some point, but I thank God for his encouraging me and allowing me to be humble and teaching me some things. And I can surely say that he's teaching her also, that she was able to get to the point where she was on the day before yesterday, just surrendered and at peace. So it is not always what we want to hear, but is what is absolutely necessary, and also that we can learn from those experiences. So I thank God that she was able to really make her peace and have gone on to be with the Lord.
Amen, amen. And I thank God I had the opportunity to actually meet her. I know the Lord had placed that on my heart to go visit her, and my schedule was hectic as it usually is, and I'm so glad. I would probably be in a different place at this moment had I not gone to see her, because I knew that I was being prompted to do that. And I think it wasn't simply for her benefit, but it was for mine as well. I learned something more about God's goodness and God's grace. And I have to say that I can't pinpoint it in every particular way, but I believe she touched my own life based on the interaction that we had with her, her words, her demeanor and posture in the face of what is what was very challenging circumstances for her body. So our prayer must always line up with God. Jesus said, when you pray, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. The will of God is first. The will of God is not our yes or our no that we are looking for. In fact, we cannot hold on to that to the point of idolizing the yes or the no, because sometimes that's where we can be found. We cannot attach ourselves to that. We always have to leave the will of God, and we are called to abide in God first, and to put aside all our idols in our lives before we come to our Holy Creator to ask for something. So how often are we truly able to do this? How often do we even want to do this? So an idol can be a yes or a no that we are worshiping. That's something that we want to think about. So when we come to the Lord, let us just be open. Well, Sister Jennifer, we're going to pray for you right now that God would touch you, touch your body, and defend off whatever is attacking your health. Father, we thank you right now that we have this access. The door opens for us as we approach because you are forgiving and you have the ability to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the door opens for us without us touching it. So we thank you right now for your mercy and your grace. Father, we thank you for teaching us your ways, to showing us your heart, allowing us to be students of your grace and mercy and your ways. And you've brought us into your university of life so that we can learn of you. So we thank you for teaching us. But we're like little children. We are disappointed easily. However, we're submitting to the fact that you know the end from the beginning, and we're to just learn of you. So we thank you for what you're teaching us. Now, Father, we lift up Jennifer before you. Touch her. Strengthen her even now. We stand against the hand and work of darkness. Sickness is not from you. It's from the enemy. So we command the enemy right now to take up his weapons and flee. Even though it be weapons of diseases, bacteria, germs, we resist them totally in Jesus' name on behalf of Jennifer. We're looking for a great report. We thank you for hearing and for answering. In Jesus' name, we pray. I do want to thank you for joining us on today. I do want to call out my sister-in-law in South Carolina. She's on today with us. God bless you, Linda. Trust that you're feeling well. Good to see you, your signature on our switchboard. And for all of you that have joined us today and have listened real well to what God is saying to us, he's teaching us his ways. Do not feel like we have him down pat, because we don't. We don't. Your life is not possibly that long, or your time spent with him in eternity that long. So God bless you. God bless us today. And I would give you a benediction. I believe that God wants to bless you today. So why don't I just offer a benediction. Now, from Romans chapter 16, verse 25 and 27, now to him that is a power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen and amen. May God bless you today in your journey
amen.
Through this
amen.
Through this Wednesday. Thank you. Continue to pray. Ask God. He wants to hear and answer. Amen. God bless all of you. Amen.
I'm doing well in South Carolina, Pastor.
God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
God bless you all. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.